Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at the Magic for Less Travel. The folks over at the Magic for Less make this podcast possible, and we hope that you will support them for your next Disney vacation. Whether you're sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, which is amazing, and there's some great deals out there, and when you sail with Disney Cruise Line, you can get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend however you like on that cruise. You could also head out to Disneyland or down to Walt Disney World, where there's some great specials for the remainder of 2014, except for the Christmas week, where it's very crazy anyway, and also the beginning of 2015. You can stay, play, and dine and save money on all parts of your vacation, or if you don't need all that, you can get a great room-only discount as well. Irregardless, drop by themagicforless.com today, check out all the great specials, and support the folks who help this podcast keep going. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 783 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. It is the weekend before Thanksgiving, which means, you know what? Just have a good time this weekend. Next week, it's going to be a quick week, and then we get the long weekend for Thanksgiving. So really, the holiday starts right now. You know, for the next week, just consider it. You got a couple of days of work in there, maybe 3 days that you got to squeeze in, but we're going to talk some Disney and get the holiday started right now because we're more off than we are back at work over the next about 10 days, and we're going to enjoy it. And of course, I appreciate it each and every time you download our podcast. Thank you so much for your support. And again, today I'm flying solo as the ladies are finishing up working/playing, for the most part playing, down at Walt Disney World. And, so I thought I'd bring you a show today, just a quick show about Magical Mouse Radio, because a lot of people kind of, you know, I was always very, very curious about how the Disney internet radio stations work, you know, because we have so many people that listen all around the world, and it's a pleasure to have the radio station. We're very lucky. And I just thought it would be kind of fun. Today I had a topic that I know quite a bit about, obviously, because I run the station. And without the ladies, I was trying to find something that would make sense. So here we are. So we'll talk a little bit about Magical Mouse Radio. And again, if you guys have any questions, drop by the Facebook group. And I'm going to pull some questions from there that I posted earlier this week. I asked if anybody had any questions. But if you have any follow-ups or, you know, want to know anything else about Magical Mouse Radio, because it is hopefully your radio station, I hope you enjoy it, you can definitely ask, and I'll do my best to answer all the questions over at the Be Our Guest Podcast Facebook group as well. So first of all, Magical Mouse Radio came about, I believe, in 2009. You know what? I'm going to have to pull the website here to see when we started, but I believe that we started in August of 2009. Actually, I can't pull it up right now. Unfortunately, it'll start playing music. But the reason we started Magical Mouse Radio was pretty simple. We started the podcast in March of 2008. That's when episode one of the Be Our Guest podcast started, and it was terrible. It still is. I wish we did better. I always want to have a great, perfect podcast. I know that we try as hard as we can, and I enjoy doing the show. Don't get me wrong, but it's not perfect, and we're always trying to get better, but we needed an avenue to really connect with our listeners, and I wanted to do a live call-in show, just like other podcasts. And, no secret here, WDW Today has done this for years, and they do it great, and I never missed a live show, and I still try not to miss any live shows that they have, because it's fun. It's old-time radio, and that's one of the reasons why the Be Our Guest podcast is audio only. In my opinion, and again, this is just me, I'm still a big fan of AM radio. I listen to talk radio. I don't listen to music, and I'm just kind of an old-fashioned throwback type guy, and that's why the Be Our Guest podcast is audio only. First of all, I don't think anybody needs to see me. I'm not that exciting, but I want us to be a friend in your ear that you can take with you in the car, on a jog, maybe as you're doing mundane tasks around the office or around the house. So that's why we're audio only, but we needed a way to connect and kind of make it into a radio show. And so I told Pam, I said, I would really like to start an online radio station. And she agreed. She said that would be something that would be great because we could connect immediately to our listeners, answer questions. And, you know, Pam has the Magic for Less, and it's a great service for both of us. The podcast is definitely all of ours, is our podcast family. We all kind of, this is our thing. But as a, you know, somebody who owns a travel agency, she took that upon herself to basically pay the bills and still does for the radio station, takes care of us financially there. And I think it's a great service because not only can guests of the Magic for Less call in once a month on the third Sunday of every month and ask trip planning questions, but anybody can. And that's what I really like. And we can also, you know, just talk to friends from all over the world with technology. Now, it doesn't have to be just in the States. We regularly get questions from outside of North America. And that's just incredible, talking Disney, you know, not just trip planning questions, but talking about the news of the day, rumors. Man, we talk a lot of rumors and just have a good time. So that's kind of the brainchild of it. We needed some way to do a live show and Live 365, who supports where we have Magical Mouse Radio, lets us do live shows through a couple of plugins and things like that. So that's why we started the station. We kind of, back when we started the station, I had it running in the background for about a month as I got everything set with the music and the playlists and the scheduling and all that, because I was learning the systems. And we were hinting on the forums as to what's the next big project, because we started off with the forums was our kind of first anniversary type thing. We used to have really crummy forums. And then we went over to vBulletin, which is what we have now, kind of the big forum software. Then the next big project was the radio station. So that's how it was born. And the reason I picked the words Magical Mouse Radio, the name, it's pretty simple, because we're supported by the Magic for Less Travel. So I wanted to have magic in there. So that's where magical came from. Mouse, pretty simple. We're a big fan of the mouse, and we always want to be kind of a radio station. We don't want to be a TV station or a video service. We're going to be something that's familiar and you can have on in the background and hopefully remember some of those great trips. You know, music plays such a role. At least it does for me. Like when I hear the Tomorrowland background loop, for example, I can smell Tomorrowland. I can see the neon at night, and I can remember being there with Paige when she was very young. And now with Mallory, it instantly, those background loops spark so many great memories for me, and I hope it does for you. So that's kind of where Magical Mouse Radio comes from. Now, let's get to some of the questions we had on Facebook that folks asked and see what I can do with these. First of all, the question I got the most, and this is kind of the hardest question to answer, is where do we get the music that we play on Magical Mouse Radio? I get this in emails all the time. Google is your friend, as Mike Newell says. You got to do a lot of research and find what you can find online. And I will say that I have been doing this going back maybe 15 years or so, that I'm a person who really likes music and Walt Disney World theme park music and sound specifically. I love that stuff. Like I said, I've been collecting it for probably over 15 years. Anything that was online, I try to get my hands on. And that's basically where I draw kind of from the library for Magical Mouse Radio. Now, that being said, a lot of people asked about royalties being paid to Disney for the tracks that we play on the station. The way it works with Live 365 is when you have a Live 365 station, it is not cheap. It's pretty expensive to have a radio station on Live 365. And the more listeners that you have, obviously, the more it costs. Now, speaking of costs, though, one way that we can keep the cost of Magical Mouse Radio down, and we have lots of folks that do this, we really appreciate, is that if you become a VIP listener, which means that you subscribe, and there's some good deals out there. A lot of times you can get a discount code for about 25% off your subscription for the year. It usually comes in around $50 for the year. You can become a Live 365 VIP listener, which means you hear no questions. Think about that. You'll never hear Flow from Progressive again. Ugh, those commercials drive me crazy. And we don't get to pick the commercials that play either. Those get thrown in by Live 365. So when you hear a question or an ad and you're questioning, you know, why does Mike put that ad in there? I've heard some for, like, you know, AnastasiaDate.com and so forth lately. We don't pick those. I have it on the most G-rated content they're allowed to drop in there. No tobacco, no nothing like that, no alcohol. It's supposed to be. I know there's been a couple that are questionable lately. But when you're a VIP listener, what happens is for every hour that you listen as a VIP listener, our radio station gets credit towards our monthly bill. So if you're a VIP listener, we love it when you just turn on Magical Mouse Radio and leave it playing all the time. Because, again, that brings our bill down each month. You have no commercials, which is great for you. And also, it works for every Live 365 station. So if you're a VIP, not only can you listen to Magical Mouse Radio without any commercial interruptions, you can do that on any Live 365 station. And there's lots of Christmas stations and lots of holiday ones all over and just different types of music. So definitely, if you can, we love it when you become a VIP because it definitely supports us and helps bring our bill down just a little bit. But it, you know, also gives you a great listener experience. You get to hear more of the music that you know and love. So we'd appreciate it, you know, if you can become a VIP. And if you are a VIP, leave the station on overnight. Leave it on. We appreciate that because, again, it builds us up total listening hours, which brings us up on the charts, but also actually brings our bill down, which is kind of interesting. All right, so let's get to some of the questions besides the where do I get my music. Oh, and I also want to speak to that. I buy the music as much as possible. I try to play stuff that I can buy either through iTunes or through Amazon. I have a lot of physical CDs that I've bought down at Walt Disney World, like the Four Parks One World Series, Illumination Soundtrack. I've purchased those. The Wishes Soundtrack. I'm just trying to look up, and I've got the Off Kilter CDs that I've purchased from them. I'm definitely somebody who wants to support the artists. And anytime that we can get the correct metadata into the system, which is basically the tracks that are outside of the background loops, it's going to pay those. Live 365 is required to pay those labels their royalties and those artists their royalties. That's why it's kind of expensive to have a station there. They take care of the royalties. And so we're very careful and try to get the metadata right in the tracks and get that money to the artist because, you know, I'm one of those people that's an art and that is something that needs to be purchased because if we don't pay for it, we don't get it in the future. So I like the Circle Sessions. You'll hear some of those tracks from the CD you can purchase out of Disneyland. It's just something that I want to do as much as possible. Now, with the background loops, we do sometimes pull some of the tracks outside of the loops and play those as well in isolation because I want to get, especially with the Animal Kingdom loops, because I can find a lot of those tracks is singular songs. And so that helps us pay those artists as well. But for the background loops, again, it's kind of hard to do that. I don't know if they pay royalties to Disney. I have never asked them because I don't want to get shut down. But they let us play the background loops as long as they're 30 minutes or less. That was a new rule last year. They have to be under 30 minutes for the loops. But before that, we could play loops that were up to, man, we played loops sometimes that were 2 hours. But they told us, I guess because they want to get their commercials in every half hour, that we had to cut them down to 29:59 or less. All right, so let's see some of the questions here. And let's see. So that kind of covers Richard Worthington's questions about where we get the music and do we pay royalties? Let's see here. Chris Young says, my question is about the royalties too. When the track is part of a questionable origin, but obviously belongs to Disney, for example, an unpublished attraction track, how is it properly attributed? Are there any issues with playing these at all? Again, that's one of those things. We do the best we can. We label it as best as possible because there's no official labeling of that. And we hope that Live 365 takes care of that. Mark Yerkes, our good friend up in Chicago, says, I want to know about how automated it is for you. How much time do you have to spend on it? How much time do you spend on it? What kind of data do you get as far as the numbers of listeners, etc.? I could go on and on. Okay, Mark, great question. This is the kind of stuff I like. First of all, the station can run really automated without a lot of hands-on. Once you initially get your music uploaded, your liners, which are the, you know, when you hear Mallory say, it's the weekend, you know, you upload all your liners. We have Chris Reed do a bunch of them for us. They sound really good. I like those. Once you get all this stuff in place, the station can pretty much play itself. Now, how much time do I put into it a week? I put in quite a bit because I do kind of, I'm always kind of behind the scenes tweaking the playlists and trying to take some tracks out, put some new tracks in. Of course, you know, you could just have it shuffling through your list the entire time, but we have our weekly shows like Magic Kingdom Monday morning, Background Loop Tuesday, all day and all night. Wednesday, we have World Showcase Wednesday morning. Thursdays, we have two shows in the morning. We have Retro WDW, which is all extinct audio. And then we also have Resort Hopping, which is basically, and I love this show, it's got the planning DVD audio that I've ripped off of the DVDs. So those DVDs that we love that get us pumped for our next trip, we play the audio like The Bench Guy and Happiest Celebration on Earth. I love the Year of a Million Dreams DVD audio. We play that on Thursday mornings. And also some of the resort background loops and so forth. So we play that again Fridays, Future World Fridays. Saturday mornings, we wake you up in the studios. And Sunday mornings, we get you going with all attractions audio from all over the park. So we could just let it play whatever, whenever, but we schedule our shows. So I'm always looking to make sure the playlists are hot, and I'll drop in some holiday audio into each list. And, you know, you might have heard a little Halloween and Future World Friday. I try to keep stuff current because you guys listen, so I want to make it the best I can. What kind of data do we get? We get lots and lots of data from the radio station. At any point, I can go to our website, our broadcasting page, and see how many listeners are tuned in. I can see how many regular listeners are tuned in, which means non-paid listeners. I can also see how many VIP listeners are tuned in at any moment. So it's very interesting to see that. The next day, so we can look back on the previous day and check out how many times the radio station was launched, and we can see the total listening hours for our regular listeners and for our VIP listeners. We can see where we're ranked within Live 365. And Live 365 has approximately, they say, about 8,000 stations. And we're usually ranked in the top, you know, on a good day, we're ranked in the top 130 stations out of 8,000. So we're definitely very popular with Live 365. And again, that's thanks to you guys always tuning in. But it gives us lots of information. Now, one of the interesting things that we can do, and this is, I love this because I'm a data person. I'm kind of like Mark, I think, is that we can actually look and see what state everybody listens from. So I can see how many listening hours I got yesterday from Illinois or from Missouri or from Connecticut or from Massachusetts. Not only that, but I can also dig in and see the metropolitan areas within each state. So I can see how many people were listening from the greater St. Louis area, or basically how many hours was the station listened to. And it gives us, in one of these days, I'm going to do this when I actually have five extra minutes besides the marathon training and the station and all the other things. But I'm going to get a big world map on my wall in my next studio and put pins where people listen to Magical Mouse Radio, because we've literally been listened to, and not just like a hit for 5 seconds, but for substantial periods of time all over the globe. So it's very interesting to see that people listen in Peru, and I've talked to some of our listeners from Peru, Argentina. I have people that have listened on deployment in the Middle East and in Afghanistan. You know, when they had free time, they popped it up on the computer. Obviously, Japan, Australia. We have friends down in New Zealand. But it really shows that this is a worldwide thing. This love of Disney and being able to share the music and the sounds of the parks is such an incredible thing to me. Because again, if you know my story, my dad works in terrestrial radio. He's a radio engineer for our local ESPN radio station, and he's been an on-air talent here in St. Louis over the past couple of decades. And so he's very much into terrestrial radio, which is awesome because the stations he's been on have really been the heartbeat of St. Louis. He was on the oldies station, so there was a generation that was really attached to that music. And my dad was attached to that music, and it was really cool to see that he kind of passed that on to the generation that was his people. But we have this discussion many times that terrestrial radio, is charming as it is, internet radio is pretty incredible too, because there was no chance that he could broadcast out to New Zealand or Japan or the Middle East or Afghanistan and have a relationship with a listener literally on the other side of the planet. So it's very cool to kind of, you know, I don't do that daily. I don't check to see where everybody listens, but when I do have the time to pull it up, I'm humbled. You know, whether you listen near and you're listening here within Florissant, just like the station where I'm broadcasting from in the studio right now, or if you're listening over in Afghanistan and it can, you know, take you home from a deployment and you can hear the sounds of Walt Disney World, maybe just for 15 minutes, you get to hear what it's like back in the States, those memories that you love. That's why we do what we do. So, definitely we can break it down that way. So it's very, very cool to see that kind of stuff. All right. So see other questions. Let's see here. Yes, we do pay licensing to the companies. The different ways, Michelle Swanson asks, can you list the different ways that we can access Magical Mouse Radio? There are a bunch, and I'm glad you asked that, Michelle. You can listen to magicalmouseradio.com through a web browser. That's the easiest way. You could also download the free Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app for iOS devices, for Apple devices. And there's a tab right there. That's how I listen on the go, is right through our podcast app. And it works very, very well. There's actually a Live 365 app for Android and for iOS. And you can listen to it that way. So download that as well. You can also, I don't know if you know this, but you can listen to Magical Mouse Radio through Roku players that hook up to the internet, to your TV. I believe you can listen through Apple TV and those all those other set-top kind of internet boxes. But Roku, I know, works really well. So we love it when you tune in and hope you'll try some new ways, play it around your house. Let's see. John says, how do I fill in for you when you are on vacation? John, be my guest, brother. I appreciate that. No, pretty much I can run this from the road. It runs itself when I'm on vacation, unless stuff goes down. But Live 365, knock on wood, is very stable, and I don't have to worry about too much of that stuff. And also, I have Ricky, Debbie, and Pam that are, you know, there too for me. Tom Murray says, have you ever gone to the parks and done recordings yourself? If so, what kind of recording equipment did you use, and was it frowned upon by cast members? Tom, I've only done this a couple times for just little snippets of stuff, and I really don't tend to use it on the radio station. I have it more archived for my pleasure because I just don't have the stuff where I can get the quality that I like. You know, I want to have source audio where possible, and I know not everything we play on Magical Mouse Radio is source. I play from the best sources I can find, so I have not done that too much for the radio station. Because it's really, really hard. It's easier nowadays because of the digital technology. But as picky as I am, no, I don't want to have background sounds. All right, next, Jeanette, my good friend from the Magic for Less, takes care of my guests when I'm on vacation. She says, I know you're not all in one place when you do the live shows, but what technology do you use for everyone to be live together, and how do you get all the callers hooked in? Any funny moments when something flaky happened during a live show? Great question, Jeanette. And now, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, we used to, I didn't know that you could use Skype for the call-ins. You actually used to call my home landline phone number. I used to give that out every Sunday night because we had this contraption that radio stations uses that they use to patch in a landline into a computer so that you can hear the callers. And this is how radio stations did it back in the day. And I still have it sitting right here. We're not using it anymore. We don't even have a landline in our house anymore. Man, we've been on the air a long time that we've gone that far. But yeah, people used to call in to my home phone. So every Sunday night, I have to tell my wife, the phone's going to ring. So just turn the ringer off because we're going to get calls. So we did. But then eventually with Skype, you can just kind of purchase for a yearly fee a phone number. And you can pick your area code. So of course, we pick 407. We all love 407 Orlando. And people call into Skype and it connects to my computer. Now, the way I have it hooked up is my computer's hooked up to a mixer. So the ladies have a channel, which is basically like a volume control and other controls that I can all mix into my computer that's always recording what's going on. And so I have my callers on one channel, my, you know, the ladies for the show on another channel, my mics on another channel. And, you know, with a little magic and voodoo, we get the show out there and it's a lot of fun. For the most part, it works pretty well. Of course, we've had panic and chaos over the years because stuff hasn't worked, but you know, everybody seems to enjoy that except me. I sweat bullets. I want it to always be perfect. Next question comes from Scott Gardner. My question isn't necessarily about Magical Mouse Radio, but more about how your preferred way of organizing all your tracks. I absolutely love the music of Walt Disney World and films, and I'm just curious how you organize the playlists. My collection has grown quite a bit the last couple of years, and I'm trying to figure out a good way to organize my playlists. I typically have one for each park, then resorts, then Walt Disney World as a whole. My biggest issue is regarding loops. For instance, I made my own Animal Kingdom entrance loop, which is about 17 tracks. I have the loop in my Animal Kingdom playlist, but what do I do with the individual tracks? I throw them into my playlist, but I was curious what you do since I rarely hear the tracks away from the loops in Magical Mouse Radio. Enjoy all that you do. All right, Scott, so you're already way ahead of me. My music is a mess. I keep telling myself one day I'm going to take all my music and sort it into some kind of a system. But what I have is I have a couple of external hard drives that have a lot of stuff on them, and it's all over the place. And I just use the search function on each hard drive to find stuff I'm looking for. Because for the most part, I've made sure that I've tagged stuff with at least the park and the attraction or the area where it's from. And so if I go up and search it, I can usually find it and then put it where it needs to be for that task. So yes, someday I would love to have a system that is beautiful and lovely and easy to work with. You're way ahead of me, Scott. I just pull what I need by searching. Next question comes from a good buddy, Dennis. And I just got to be on his podcast, which was awesome the other day. I'm assuming it's a time issue, but do you foresee yourself doing more live Magical Mouse Radio? Really enjoy instant requests being played. Now, Dennis, let me tell you about this. This is one of my favorite things to do with a radio station. I love those, you know, and if you have been listening for a while, I used to just pop down into the studio and just go live and play the music live right off my computer, take requests off Twitter. People could call in. We just had a great old time, kind of like old time radio. I loved it. And we're going to do more of this, I see, in the future. But you're exactly right, Dennis. It's time. With training for the marathon, my work has picked up over the last 6 months or so, and I just haven't had as much time. But I'll tell you what, that's one of my biggest stress relievers. That's one of my most fun things. I feel like my dad, kind of. You know, I'm like in the studio spinning tunes and being a DJ. I love that stuff. So, yeah, we're going to try to do more of that in the future. I love that, and I'm so glad you enjoy that, too. Next, Scooter Gunnerman, I believe that's Scott, says, how do you get so much social media activity for your station? So many tweets and Facebook posts. Hashtag awesome. And I hope I don't kill you guys with the Facebook and all that stuff. I just automate that stuff through Hootsuite so that, you know, hey, maybe you'll forget that today's Background Loop Tuesday, and you can click one link, and you're right there, and you don't miss your favorite day of the week. Maybe I do that too much. You can give me feedback on that. I don't want to spam you guys, but I also just kind of want to drop that in there so you don't forget. I love when you tune in. Peter Pontecorvo, my good buddy Pete, drives the ambulance up in Chicago. How do you determine what plays when? Like illuminations versus the pre-illuminations, they're never in order. So, Pete, I can make a playlist and I can, you know, make it play in a certain order. Bang, 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 bang. I, for the most part, will create a playlist and have that playing, and then I'll shuffle it so that it's always a different experience every time you listen. I know that some stations do play things not shuffled, and what happens is you can hear things in order as they are in the parks, which is really cool. Because like you said, you could hear the pre-illuminations loop, and then you could hear illuminations, and you might hear the post-illuminations loop, and maybe some exit music from Epcot. That's very cool, and I like that, but I don't like the predictability of that when I'm listening to a station. I like when a track ends that I don't know what's coming next. So that's typically where I go with that. And that's kind of how it works for me. So I like to shuffle things up, but we can do it both ways. So just, you know, again, it's our station. I appreciate you guys listening. So let me know what you think, and we can switch things up and definitely be flexible. That's the good thing about, you know, Live 365 and Magical Mouse Radio is that we can change it as needed and definitely, you know, have some fun. Also, one other thing before we get out of here, you know, we have our sweepers, which are those, you know, where I drop in and say, you know, thanks for listening to Magical Mouse Radio, or you hear Chris Reed or Mallory or Yeehaw Bob, whoever it is. Those things, what happens is we have about 100 of those in the library, so we can shuffle them in and out. A lot of those things are seasonal for like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, so forth. Some of those are very generic. We keep them on there pretty often, but they have to be 30 seconds or less or else they don't work. And, you know, basically just let you know what you're listening to. So that's kind of what we do with that. And also we have what's called pre-roll, which means as soon as you hit the button to tune into Magical Mouse Radio, you get that very first initial hit telling you that you're on Magical Mouse Radio. And we try to keep those fresh as well. And I'm looking for some new ideas. So if you have any great ideas for sweepers or for pre-roll, send those to Mike at BRGuestPodcast.com. If you got something clever, we'll record that. And maybe hear yourself or one of the things you wrote on the station. I'd love that. So in conclusion, you know, kind of wrapping up this little peek behind the curtain for Magical Mouse Radio, I just appreciate you guys choosing the station to listen to and the podcast too. When you guys listen to what we put out, it is incredible to me because, again, I hope you guys can tell that I am super passionate about this stuff. I'm working with the radio station each and every day because I want it to be the best it can be. I know that there's lots of other Live 365 Disney stations, and they're great. It's not a competition with me. I listened to those guys before I started Magical Mouse Radio. I started our station because of how much I enjoyed what they did. But I wanted to put my own spin on it. And if you notice with Magical Mouse Radio, you get lots of in-park audio. But I also like to have some tracks in there like Circle Sessions and like Dave Brubeck Quartet. I like that jazzy Disney stuff that kind of helps you relax. And maybe you can have playing at the office that can, you know, it's familiar. Tom Amin, you know, you can hear that stuff that you know and love, but maybe it's a different take on a familiar track. So I try to mix that in as well. And I try to keep it current, but I appreciate you guys listening and hope you enjoy Magical Mouse Radio for years to come. Today's episode of the show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, please work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. You'll be so glad you did. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Again, I don't think we need to mention it, but check out Magical Mouse Radio this week. Great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. And it's going to, the holiday audio is going to start in just 6 days now. 6 days, and we'll play some of those great background loops and stuff from all over property for the Christmas season. I cannot wait. I've been working on this for about 3 weeks behind the scenes, and I think we're ready to go. So Magical Mouse Radio going to Merry Mouse Radio here very soon for the holiday season 2014. Don't forget to download our free app. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app for all iOS devices. So check that out in your app store today and download and enjoy. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. And the ladies, we'll be back next week. We'll be back to normal. I'm sorry that it was just me yapping today. And I'm sorry that, you know, we didn't have the banter that we usually have. And I know that it gets kind of boring listening to me. But we'll get back to normal and bring you your typical shows next week. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam in spirit, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.